954 DOS Mobile.
How you doing today? Oh, we're just coming back from, let me turn this radio down. We're coming back from Lowe's and Home Despot and didn't find what we wanted in either place, but so life goes nowadays. And not much else going on, just trying to stay cool. Well, I'm showing 93 here on the thermometer in the car.
I didn't find what you were looking for, but that happens sometimes. It says 95 here on, over here in my car. Don't know that that's what it is, but that's what it says on the asphalt. Been over to the, had to go over to the store. I go to the meat market once a month, and it was time to go, so I run over there and stocked up on the meat for the, till about this time next month, and hopefully I'll get something good for supper tonight.
Bernice has a pork roast in the cooker, I noticed. I'm going to have corn on the cob and all the sides. I had to go down for a blood draw this morning, like a dummy. I told him 11 o'clock, and I should have made it earlier because, man, I was really hurting by the time we got back home, not only for food, but everything else was hurting. No ibuprofen, no nothing, you know, and but got that done. It's just the regular test they do, and you got to have an appointment just to get your toe in the door nowadays. Been having trouble with my left ear, and oh, I've been 2 months trying to get an appointment for that, so, yeah, this stuff really, this COVID-19 really sucks.
I can understand that. Joey had a doctor's appointment. It was a, you know, well check type thing, and her doctor's office called and asked her how everything was, and she told them everything was okay, and they told her not to come in, so I didn't hurt my feelings a whole lot, because our doctor is all the way out there on Woodruff Road, or right off of Woodruff Road, right there at 14, and it's a pain to get out there when she has to go for an appointment, all that traffic. I just was glad that they canceled it far, so we didn't have to go this time.
Said Zero TR, yeah, I'll find business. I feel the same way. I had my VA appointment yesterday, which is every 6 months, and it was by video on the iPhone. And then with my family doctor that Bernice and I go to over here at Mountain View on Wade Hampton, it's same way, video. And even to get a referral to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, you gotta have a video appointment. They gotta have their $200, and I understand that. They gotta eat too, you know. But I'm sick of it. I'd like to throw it in the ditch.
Best Mobile, I understand that real well, Tom. But I'm glad you and Bernice are seem to be doing okay. I've been wanting to get up there to come visit, but like you said, this COVID junk, you can't do any of that, so I guess we'll have to put it off until they say it's all clear. Now, I don't know if they'll ever do that or not. The way they're going, it doesn't seem like they're going to release us anytime soon.
KN4BWA.
Recognizing Steve. Yeah, Jerry, they're in phase three on some of the vaccines, but that still put it way out because they got to manufacture millions of them. But I think us old fellas might be a priority when they do get it, but who knows? It's going to be a while yet, probably at least 6 months. And oh, well. It kind of reminds me of back when they had the polio thing you and I went through. Go ahead, Steve.
Man, I tell you what, I'd love to get on the radio and hear a nice conversation about anything but COVID, but I tell you, it's the same as on TV. You don't see anything but COVID. But let me tell you both what I saw this morning. Three major hospitals in Florida, one of the big, big hot spots down there. Somebody figured out that of all the tests that they've been performing down in Orlando, 100%, everything tested was coming back positive. And that's in three separate counties down there in Florida. 100%. Kind of makes you wonder.
Going to Disney World then. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, makes me wonder if the tests are accurate or not. I don't know, but that's the way it goes. I hate to do it, gentlemen. I'm enjoying the conversation. I may turn the radio on when I get in the house, but I got to get this stuff that I went and picked up in the house so the, my sweet little bride can put it in the refrigerator. I don't want this, oh God, I don't know how much meat I got back there, but I don't want any of it to get too hot out here in the car. So I'll say 73 to both of you. Y'all have a great day. KN4VWA and N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
Hey, Gary, Bernice asked, what meat market you go to?
I go to Anderson's Meat over here in Easley.
USL. Okay, thank you. We got one up here called Vaughn's, and it's a little meat market, but it's pretty nice. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Gary, is that the folks that are out there on at 153 and River Road?
Yeah.
They're good folks out there. They put out some pretty doggone good stuff. You know what? I've had some of their stuff. Matter of fact, I was just over there. Me and some friends went over to the DNR rifle range over there at Liberty today.
I carried mine over there and wasted a few rounds, but then I'd have to go visit Tom so he can reload some of the brass. Y'all take care. I'm going to get this meat in the house. The KI4DOS clear.
One last question. What time do we eat?
Somewhere between 6 and 7, and because I would normally eat a little later than that, but tonight's net night, and I got to call a 2-meter net.
Hey, just joking with you, Gary. Have a good afternoon. Oh, Tom, I guess we're not going to get lunch out of Gary today, are we?
Well, I'm sure he'd have served it to you 6 foot behind the back door out in the sun. See you, Gary. Maybe I'll check in tonight. Well, I'll tell you, it's really trapped city now. I even feel sorry for the chickens, Steve, and they got fans on them. But, wow, our thermometer, our weather station said 100 a while ago and felt like 111. And we're home, by the way, Steve.
Wow. And that's your weather station at your house?
Yeah, I have, I think basically about the same as yours, and it's been pretty accurate. Of course, it's on a telephone pole out in the front yard there, and a utility pole, I should say, which I know is probably wrong, but it's been there for, a long time, and whenever it fails, I just put a new one up, so I got three different displays now, one in the basement, one in the back bedroom, and one in the kitchen. But I've compared it to the rainfall gauge with a regular one, and now it's in the sun. So the one on the front porch that feeds the atomic clocks, it'll be 5, 6, 7 degrees cooler at times. So I'm showing 93 outside here now.
Wow. Well, I haven't been home today. Like I said, I've been over at that gun range. I'll tell you one thing. You've been over to Easley, haven't you?
How many years ago?
No,
Ivy can't a ball game over there, she said.
Well, that gun range over there in Easley, man, it's kind of down in a bowl, down in a hole. And, man, it got hot down in there today.
Woo!
Man.
Yeah, no air circulation. The ambient air is just horrible, and they said couple of days ago that the humidity would slowly increase towards the end of the week, and it has. Kind of looked like it was going to rain over here just a few minutes ago, see?
KN4BWA. Well, I wish it would, you know, kind of break this heat a little bit, just for a little bit, you know. I tell you, I do okay until it starts hitting about 94, 95, and anything up above that, I start to wilt. And right now my truck is saying 94 over here, and I'm in front of Fats over here on Lake Hampton and Greer.
Oh, yeah, I know where you're at. You're right across from Lowe's there.
Roger. You did notice the way I said that. I try to blend in with the local folks, so I'm over here in Greer.
QSL. well, I'll tell you, the garden plants look wilted right now. The okra and the cucumbers and... we go out there and water them every day, but I'm afraid that, like, the tomato plants are staked, and so, well, most of them are, some of them aren't. We got two different gardens, and one of them pretty planted, what, just all volunteer ones mostly?
Yeah, I planted
some. Some from seed, but these other ones were plants, small plants, and they're probably 5-6 feet tall, but... if it keeps up this 100-degree stuff, man, he's going to roast them on the vine.
I know what you mean. Now, you know, I don't know about you, Tom, but my wife is the green thumb in our family. She could grow tomatoes on a pavement. And when it comes to that stuff, she says, till the garden up over there, and I get my 5-foot John Deere tiller, and I'll till it down about 12, 14 inches, and I'll get that ground prepared. Beyond that, it's all hers, because you know what I got? I got the black thumb, buddy. I can kill kudzu.
Like the cattle, huh? Blackleg. Well, Bernice was a farmer for 18 years until I took her off the farm. And she says she don't want to go back. And I said, why is that? She said, chores. But I'll tell you, she works like a horse out here in the garden. She's great at it and plants flowers everywhere. And now, houseplant, if she just looks at it crooked, it'll die. But outside, she's like her mom. Her mom, I'd watch her in the garden. She'd just go and throw the seeds down on the ground and step on them and keep going. And man, she had a beautiful garden up here in Kansas. But same way, all the tomatoes are getting ripe at once, and they're starting to get sunburned on some of them, so I don't care. We don't need that many anyways, and so it's not a big issue. We just raise them for the fun of it. And we never raised okra before, and it's looking pretty good. If you can keep the Japanese beetles... I don't know, they lost it. Well, they won at Pearl Harbor, I guess, but they also win on the raspberry vines and that. Man, when those suckers hit and the grapevines, which we don't have any grapevines this year, they just inundated.
Tell you what, Monday, I went down to Lowe's and I got some of them Japanese beetle traps. And they're cheap. They're not but about $5 or $6. And, man, they're working. We got bags full of them things. And, whew, it's something else. But now tell me something, Tom. You keep chickens, don't you?
Yeah, we got 14, I think, right, Bernice?
I've got them a nice place where they can get up underneath the coop. That's about, 2 feet. Clearance, and it's about 5 foot, you know, 5 foot each direction. And I'm just wondering if this heat's going to get to them.
Well, what I did, Steve, is I bought a cheap old analog timer from Harbor Freight for about $5, whatever they are, and I bought a box fan, and this other one's got an oscillating fan on it, but it was just because it was cheap at the time, and but I thought the box fan would hang up easier out there, and I just put them on a timer, and they seem content with that, and they get back underneath the chicken house there. There's, like you say, there's probably a 2.5 or 3 foot space back there, and they just dig in. And then in the afternoon, Bernice takes a Cool Whip container, and she puts water in it the day before, and it freezes up. And then I just go out there and drop one of those ice cubes in each one of those 5 gallon buckets of water for them. They got automatic waterers on the waters that you buy the little hootie dooties, and whenever they peck on them, it just refills itself. And that kind of cools the water off a little bit. They've been doing all right. I think they lay a little bit less when it's just hot.
That thing with the ice, that's a good idea. How long will that ice keep that down like that? How long does it take it to melt? An hour?
You know, I didn't stand out there and wait on it. I'd have sent you a picture, though, Steve, but I don't know. We're just sitting here idling in the car right now, but it looks funny because those 5 gallon buckets got a funnel on top of them that's taped down with that silver tape like you use on ductwork, and that's to keep the chickens from getting up there and doing their thing back in the little cups around the bottom. So it looks like the Wizard of Oz or something. But I bought these little waterers, and then there's a float in there. I have a water hose that goes out there, so I go out there early of a morning while the water isn't hot in the hose, and I just turn the water on. It fills that up to the float, shuts it off, and then in the afternoon, like I say, I just drop that big chunk of ice in there. But those 5 gallon buckets, they got a lot of shade out there, and they don't seem to get that hot. I've stuck my hand down in the water, and it's not bad, but I'm sure that cools it off. I have no idea how long it takes to melt. I doubt very long in 5 gallons of water.
Yeah. We got one of them little things that you fill it up, and then you put the top on it, and then you flip it over, and it just siphons the water out, you know, a little bit at a time. I guess it holds about a gallon of water, but that water gets hot, and I was just a little bit wondering about that.
Yeah, they did. We had those, too. Like I said, I can text you a picture of this, and you can buy these cups, and you just drill a 3/8 hole in the side of the 5 gallon bucket and put as many of those cups on there. I think I got 5 sticking out. And when they peck on it, it pushes it down and it lets the water in. Now, there's 2 different types. It's like having a micro switch with a normally open and a normally closed. The first ones I bought were junk, and they had to peck on them before it let the water in. And the other type is it lets the water in, and then when there's a little yellow lever inside the red cup, and when they peck on that, it lets the water out. So there's always water in it, and they don't have to peck on that little thing to get it going. They never did catch on to that reciprocal type that I talked about, where before the water would come in, they had to peck on it. This way, the water runs in just like a toilet stool, and then as they drink, it just refills itself automatically. It's pretty nice. It just takes a good white 5 gallon bucket from Lowe's, and it's got a gasket on it.
Sounds interesting. I'll tell you what, send me a picture of that.
We can do that, and it works great. And then I go out there and I have an auxiliary hose out there. I bought those quick disconnect things for the hoses, and so I have a 25-foot hose, and about once every 2 or 3 days, I'll just take and turn it on low and wash those cups out to keep the dirt out of them, you know. But pretty much labor-free. In the wintertime, we use that type you're talking about. Only I bought one that has a heater in the bottom of it. Because when it gets down below freezing, of course, that water hose would freeze going out there to that. So it's not a cure-all. It'll probably work up till December, you know. And there's a couple of months there that you can't use that. And so I just swapped the other one in there and plug it in. And that keeps it from freezing up in the wintertime. Tractor Supply has those.
Yeah, you know, that brought up another whole different subject. I'm going to have to figure out something for keeping them chickens warm. What do you do in the wintertime for your chickens? Do they just go in the coop and that's good enough?
Yeah. I put in those porcelain pull chain receptacles in the coop, but they've never needed it. I have a red light in there that... A timer turns on the red light just before dusk and just before dawn. And I'm sure they don't need it, but they go up in there to roost. I thought it'd be easier for them to see, because chickens at nighttime, they're pretty much blind. And I thought that'll help them get up on the roost. And they always go up there before that light turns out. It's just 8 watts, I think, or 4 watts. It's a little red light. They call them party lights, and they're LED, and they go up there on the roost. And but as far as anything extra, we never had to do that. They stay okay, and we did a lot of reading on it.
Okay. Well, I know I'm still gonna have to, I'm gonna have to insulate the top of my roost or my coop. And, yeah, I need to start thinking about getting towards wintertime with that thing. I've got my chicken coop, it's probably 125 feet out away from the house, though. And it'd be a little bit hard for me to run power down there. Interesting. Well, I'll have to figure something out.
Well, for no more wattage than you're using... if it wasn't inconvenient, like you'd be cutting it in half all the time or something, you can buy a 12 gauge or a 14 gauge to do it easily. Drop cord and run down there to it, and that stuff is extremely low wattage. And those little 20 inch breeze boxes, like you get at Walmart or that, just the cheapest thing you can get, $20, you know. And I just turn them on medium and then hook them into a timer. And then they go off about, I don't know, I'm going to guess 7 o'clock in the evening or 8 o'clock, means it's so hot. And then they come on about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning and run during the day. But you're only talking about less than probably an amp, Steve. So you're not talking about any, even though you get a voltage drop at that range, I understand. But that don't even enter into it as long as you're running small things like that.
Yeah, I wonder how much one of those red heat bulbs that you get from Tractor Supply would draw.
Now, there's another story. You're talking about... 250 watts, so P over E is equal to I, so 250 divided by 120, so 2.5 amps or something like that, or, and that's per hour. And there is the danger of fire with those. They're pretty hot. You'd have to be careful where you placed it at. But from what we read, and it didn't seem to bother them at all down here in this climate. Now, if I was in Kansas, yeah. But Bernice, you had chickens all your life, didn't you? They didn't have no heat lamps. And I guarantee you, it's hotter in Kansas and it's colder in Kansas.
That's a given. Well, good enough. Well, I'm just about to destinate. And I've been out since about 5 this morning, so I'm going to go home and fix me a little lunch, and I'm going to sit back and kind of take me an afternoon eye lid inspection, rather. So, Well, y'all be safe out gallivanting around, and 73's Tom, and Bernice, I know it's a burden, but try to keep him straight. 73's Tom, K4, VWI, I'll be clear after you final.
Okay, Steve, give me a little bit and I'll send you a picture of that. I might have some in the phone. We call them, that's the girls. They're all hens. And, I'd invite you over, but this COVID stuff, Steve, we're trying to stay pretty much isolated. And we've only had like two different people over here in the last few months. And they assured me they'd been around nobody else and was not running a fever. And it was so nice to have somebody over. We love company. But like Gary said, it's a rough time. And, we got to watch out. We're a little older. So you take care. Talk to you down the line. And anything I can help you with, well, let me know. This is 0TR73.